devotion comes from a well-known passage of Scripture, but there is a verse that precedes this passage that I'd like to unpack. In John chapter 13, we read the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. This is an incredible act of service, with Jesus as Lord demonstrating the value system of the kingdom of God by humbling himself to serve his disciples. I'd like to read verse 3 of John 13, which tees up this act. John 13, verse 3 reads, "Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist." The word "so" in this sentence seems small, but it implies something big. The scripture, "so he got up from the meal," implies that what came before was the reason for what was to follow, being the act of service in washing the disciples' feet. What came before, the reason, is Christ's confidence in his knowledge of God and his identity in God. The scripture says that Jesus knew that he had come from God and was returning to God, and that the Father had put all things under his power. This knowledge of God and the security of identity in God is what enabled Jesus to do all things. Firstly, humbling himself to wash the disciples' feet, and then giving of himself in sacrifice on the cross. Jesus gives us this model to follow for ourselves. Scripture tells us in Daniel 11:32 that those who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. The order is important. Know, be, do. When we, like Jesus, know our God, that directly impacts our identity, who we are called to be, and what we are given authority to do. So firstly, like Jesus, we are from God and will one day return to God. Our invitation in Scripture is to remind ourselves of who God is, his generous and faithful character, so that we know our God. Secondly, like Jesus, the Father has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ and has given us authority by the Holy Spirit within us. This is our identity, who we are called to be in Christ Jesus. And finally, as a result of knowing God and being who he has called us to be in Christ, like Jesus, we are given authority to do great exploits. In fact, Jesus said that we would do even greater things than he himself did. What are these great exploits? They are, as Jesus modeled, in fact, great acts of humility, of considering others above ourselves, of serving those around us in love. As we enter the day and weekend ahead, my prayer for us is that we will have confidence in the character of our God, so that we may know our God, and that knowing our God will strengthen our identity in who God has called us to be in Christ Jesus. And finally, from a place of knowing our God and being confident in our identity in Christ, we will be able to do great exploits in his name, sacrificially giving of ourselves in love, serving others with humility and generosity, and in so doing, modeling the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I hope that encourages you as you head into your day and the weekend ahead. Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can have confidence in the knowledge of you, our God, as you have proven your character to be faithful and generous. Lord, help us, we pray, that we will be strengthened in our identity in you, confident to be who you have called us to be in Christ. And finally, Lord, we pray that from this position of confidence and strength, we will follow the example of Jesus by using this position, not for our own advantage, but rather to look to the interests of others, considering their interests above our own, serving others with a sacrificial, self-giving love. We thank you, Jesus, for modeling this for us, and we pray that you will strengthen us to live this out. In Jesus' name, amen.